I'm afraid they'll have higher expectations of me. Part 2. Start tapping on the side of your hand. Repeat after me out loud. Even though there's a small part of me that is still afraid of their expectations, there's a much bigger, braver part of me that feels completely comfortable that I can handle anything that comes my way. I choose to let that bigger, braver part of me win. I now choose to eliminate any remaining fear of their expectations. Good, start tapping on the beginning of your eyebrow. This remaining fear of their expectations. Side of the eyes. I choose to eliminate it. Under the eyes. Any remaining fear of them expecting more of me. Under the nose. I choose to eradicate it. Chin. These remaining fears about them expecting a lot of me. Collarbone. I choose to let it go. Under the arm. I choose to accept whatever they expect of me. Liver point. And I choose to feel free, knowing I do not have to live up to their expectations. Wrist point. I love knowing that I can and am free to make my own decisions. Top of the head. I choose to completely let go of the fear of their expectations. Take a breath. Back to the beginning of the eyebrow. It's okay if they have expectations of me. I accept it. Side of the eyes. Maybe it's even a positive thing. Under the eyes. I'm happy. I no longer fear their expectations. Under the nose. I can say no, and it feels so freeing. On the chin. I'm okay with high expectations. Collarbone. I can handle the pressure. Under the arm. Any remaining fear of expectations. Liver point. I choose to eliminate it at the cellular and molecular levels of my body. Wrist point. I love knowing that I can handle it. Top of the head. I feel safe. I feel safe knowing that I can handle anything that comes my way. Good, take a breath.